Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, and today's podcast will consist of three scripture readings in each of the two segments. All scripture readings will be read from the NIV translation. The first three readings will be read in the following order: 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, and verses 12b through 19. Psalms 24 in its entirety, and from the book of Amos, chapter 7, verses 7 through 15. Hear the word of the Lord. David again brought together out of Israel chosen men, 30,000 in all. He and all his men set out from Bala of Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubims that are on the ark. They set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it to the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzziah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, were guiding the new cart with the ark of God on it, and Ahio was walking in front of it. David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord, with songs and with harps, lyres, tambourines, cisterns, and cymbals. So David went down and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. When those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken six steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. David, wearing a linen ephod, danced before the Lord with all his might, while the entire house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent of David. Inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women. And all the people went to their homes. And now, Psalms 24 in its entirety. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. And now from the book of Amos, chapter 7, verses 7 through 15. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, "What do you see, Amos?" "A plumb line," I replied. Then the Lord said, "Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. With my sword, I will rise against the house of Jeroboam. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words. For this is what Amos is saying: Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely go into exile away from their native land. Then Amaziah said to Amos, "Get out, you seer. Go back to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and do your prophesying there. Don't prophesy any more at Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was neither a prophet nor a prophet's son. I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.'" The word of the Lord. At this break, we will listen to a song entitled, "Lift Up Your Heads, O Ye Gates." by Ashford, Jamaica 49 Independence Choir. New York. That's Lift Up Your Heads, O Ye Gates, Ashford, Jamaica 49 Independence Choir, New York.
Bye.
readings in this second segment of the podcast are as follows. Psalm 85, verses 8 through 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And the final reading will be taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. I will listen to what God, the Lord, will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not return to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth. Righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Ephesians, beginning at verse 13, chapter 1, verse 13. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of his glory. And now the final reading, Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. King Herod heard about this for Jesus' name and became well known. Some were saying John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. Others said he is Elijah. And still others claimed he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago. But when Herod heard this, he said, John, the man I beheaded, has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother, Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed and grudged against John and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came on his birthday. Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask me anything you want, and I'll give it to you." And he promised her with an oath, "Whatever you ask, I will give you up to half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" "The head of John the Baptist," she answered. At once the girl hurried into the king with the request, "I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was greatly distressed, and because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The men went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The words of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are merciful and faithful. We have not always realized your mercifulness, nor have we always realized your faithfulness. We are thankful for your faithfulness of our foolhardiness. We are thankful for your forgiveness of our foolhardiness and our cold-heartedness. Thank you for all the goodness that you have granted us. Thank you for your unfailing love. Thank you for your salvation and promise of eternal life. Bless the lost. Bless those who are yet to believe. Bless all who call upon your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Psalm 85 by John Alexander Wilson.
In times past, Lord, you showed favor to your own beloved land. The prosperity of Jacob you restored by your strong hand. You forgave your people's trespass, you were pleased their sins to hide. You withdrew all your displeasure, from your wrath you turned aside. God our Savior now restores, from us turn away your rage. Will your anger burn against us? Will it last from age to age? Will you not again revive us, that we may rejoice in salvation grants in you? Have mercy, have mercy on us, we pray. Lord Jesus, walk with us, walk these lands again. I will hear what God the Lord says. To his saints he offers peace. but his people must not wonder and return to foolishness. Surely for all those who fear him, his salvation is at hand, so that once again his glory may be seen within our land. Surely for all those who fear him, his salvation is at hand, so that once again his glory may be seen within our land. Have mercy on us, we pray. Lord Jesus, God with us, walk these lands again. Have mercy on us, we righteousness and peace embrace. Righteousness looks down from heaven, from the earth springs faithfulness. What is good the Lord will give us, and our land its fruits will bear. Righteousness will go before him, and his royal way. What is good the Lord will give us, and our land its fruits will bear. Righteousness will go before him, and his royal way prepare.
Radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.